This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. When American troops go abroad, one of their advantages is state-of-the-art equipment. But some Marine units carry a weapon that was designed almost a century ago. In 1911, John Browning produced what's called the Government Model 45, an automatic pistol, and it has barely changed since then. Today in Design for the Real World, firearms expert Gary James talks about why the Government Model 45 should endure into a second century.
When you think of American firearms, there's three that come to mind immediately. The Winchester, the Colt single action, you know, the cowboy gun, and the 1911 Government Model. Those are the three real icons of American firearms. In 1911, the United States government decided that it finally wanted an auto pistol, mostly at the behest of the cavalry. The cavalry wanted a gun that would be handy for them to use, but of course it was issued completely throughout all the services, including the Navy, the Marines, the Army, etc. It's the gun that was used down in Central America during the Mexican campaign with Pershing in the Philippines. And, of course, was used by Sergeant Alvin York when he captured his 232 German prisoners and won the Medal of Honor.
I was curious about the equipment which we are carrying. That pistol is restricted for the use of army personnel. Can't be purchased or even owned legally.
That was a popular pistol, especially with gangsters in the 20s. In many cases, the bad guys had better weaponry than the police did. I've talked to friends of mine that served in Vietnam, and they actually got some World War I or post-World War I 1911 government models issued. So those things were still in service, and they were so rugged and so reliable, you just change the barrels and a few parts, you could still use the darn things 50 or 60 years later. It's considered by many one of the finest auto pistol designs ever, including myself. It's kind of a slab-sided looking pistol, but the grip angle, the grip shape is extremely conducive to good accuracy and good handling characteristics. It uses a minimum of moving parts, and those that it does use work very, very well. It uses the actual round itself, or the actual firing of the round, to operate the mechanism. So once you've chambered the first round, all you have to do is continue to pull the trigger, and it will automatically chamber the round, recock the gun, and so on until all rounds are going to expend it. It fired a very powerful 45 ACP. ACP stands for Automatic Colt Pistol round. Extremely good stopper. I'm an ACP guy myself. I can't think of a gun that's as old that is still being used in the numbers that it's being used. It's approaching its century mark now, and it basically hasn't changed much. And despite the fact that it's not being used widely by the U.S. government, the government model is still popular with lots of forces.
Gary James is an editor of Guns and Ammo. He also consults on antique firearms for Sotheby's Auction House. Our story was produced by Dennis Nishi.